Welcome to The Money Show on this Tuesday evening, election day in the United States. But let's break away from that for now. And one of the biggest problems so many of you face when you're developing your ideas, where you want to start your businesses, is that you can't find anyone to fund you. You think you've got a brilliant idea, but you can't get in the room with people with money to lend you so that you can grow. Well, FMO, the Dutch Entrepreneurial Development Bank, looking to help women, youth, COVID-19 impacted businesses, and also to empower South African entrepreneurs, has partnered up with Sasfin, the first bank in the world, incidentally, to receive a guarantee provided by the European Union on some of these loans. It's complicated stuff, but let's get the detail this evening from Michael Sassoon, who is the chief executive at Sasfin. This is a big deal, I think, Michael. I mean, the Dutch Entrepreneurial Development Bank providing some funding, and then the European Union guaranteeing a whole bunch more.
Yeah, thanks. Firstly, Bruce, thanks for having me on your show. And it is a big deal. I think we're all very passionate about entrepreneurship in South Africa, and the FMO kind of share that passion. And they've been looking for some time to enable businesses which struggle to access finance in the traditional, from the traditional banks and the traditional places where you can go and access finance. They've created this facility, which they are trying to roll out in different emerging markets. And we've got a $35 million line, which is about 600 million rand, which can be targeted at really youth, migrants, women, and COVID-impacted businesses, earlier stage businesses than what we would ordinarily do with inside Sasfin Bank and what would normally be able to access finance from the banking sector.
It's a fundamentally different segment, though, of the market. How are you going to be able to assess the risk on behalf of these guys who have entrusted you with this capital? Because, I mean, they're very nice people, but I'm sure they'd like a return on their money. They're not giving this away. They're not saying, please, will you throw this into the nearest bin? What skills have you got internally at Sasfin to assess a fundamentally different risk appetite?
That's a great question, and something which the FMO will assist us with. So they've built models for emerging markets. They provide skills, and we've contracted with the Frankfurt School of Business, as well as some automated credit providers in terms of credit assessment to enable us to understand this segment of the market better. So we're walking along this road with them, and we'll have to learn as we go along, but we're very committed to getting this money out as quickly as possible in a way where the risk can be managed for all the parties involved.
Are you looking at particular business segments, or are you just looking at individuals? You're looking at the sort of people who are going to make a go of it regardless of the business they attempt to start?
So I think that, we've been building a digital banking platform for small businesses for some time, and we've been onboarding between 100 and 200 pretty early stage businesses a month into this platform. We've started to get the sense of their cash flows through our accounts. And that will obviously be a natural place to start, is with clients of Sasfin Bank in terms of our digital banking platform beyond. And while we don't have a specific industries that we're going to limit this funding to, it will largely be these segments of the market, as I mentioned, women, youth, etc.
Are you at all concerned? I mean, there is very little demand for government's loan guarantee scheme for medium-sized businesses, small and medium-sized businesses. Yes, it was convoluted, and yes, it required lots of paper and time and form filling and was possibly too detailed. Does that worry you in terms of the journey you're embarking on here?
So I think the government guarantee scheme, there's been a lot said and written about that scheme, and obviously the banks have provided meaningful support into their business clients. And I think that support almost reduced the demand from existing clients, which was really the aim of that scheme. It was for clients who already had arrangements with banks. And I think one of the big challenges for our economy is, how does the formal banking system or financial system engage the more informal segments of our economy? So the current government guarantee scheme struggled to access clients which don't already sit inside the existing banking net. Whereas what we're doing with Nasira, with the FMO, will really enable us to take on brand new clients. Clients who weren't pre-existing clients within the banking system. And we believe that there will be demand, but time will tell.
Thank you. Michael Sassoon, Chief Executive at Sasfin Holdings, with a new line of money, which has been provided by outside funders, and Sasfin is going to be the conduit through which it is distributed to people who ordinarily get ignored by the formal financial system and can't get an appointment at the IDC and need some capital with which to grow. A couple of minutes' time, we're going to chat about Capitec and its very serious entrance into the home loans market in a very interesting way.